I manage to get three mornings a week with them. Monday and Tuesday, I try and work a little bit on our game plan and our tactics for a game, which is always on a Wednesday. And then Friday morning, I make sure that they get a good beasting because they're off Saturday, Sunday. And I think that beasting on a Friday pretty much stood us in good stead today because we had to weather a bit of a storm at 2-2 for the last sort of 10, 15 minutes of the game when Chelsea were on top. And then we got the goal, I think it's by about 5-6 minutes into extra time. And literally, you just saw our fitness pull through then. I think if the game had gone on for another 10, 15 minutes, we would have got another 2 or 3 goals. And that's testament to the lads because, you know, they don't get paid with us. But the work that they put in on the training ground, especially on a Friday, you know, it gives them that extra edge over the other teams that we're competing against.
They must really look forward to Fridays.
I know, yeah, to be fair. I try and mix it up. Sometimes they'll do a bit of boxer size. Sometimes they'll do weight sessions. Sometimes they'll do running. I'll see what I want to plan for them Friday because with extra time today, I might go a little bit easy on them. But as I say, you know, their attitude towards it is spot on.
What's your league forming like this season, Rob?
We are currently, I think we're about currently sixth, but we've got games in hand to go second. We're the only team not to have lost yet. We've won three and we've drawn three. We've won our three home games, drawn our three away games. And there's times when we've had to go to games, unfortunately, with only one sub. Teams like Chelsea, who have three teams, we played Tottenham in the last round of the Cup, who have 144 players to choose from. We have 23 players, which we split into two teams, a performance group and a development group. And the performance group, which I work with, probably, I think we have 12 players signed on. So we're doing really well. And we drew away at Burton last week, who are top of the league. And then we have them at home next Wednesday, and if we beat them there, then we'll have games down to go above them and top of the table. So, you know, we couldn't really be doing any better at the moment.
So just to clarify, this wasn't the FA Youth Cup as such today, but nonetheless, the calibre of opposition from what you're saying is very, very strong indeed.
Yeah, as I say, you know, these lads probably would have, half of them at least, would have been in the Hereford Youth Team. And it's not the FA Youth Cup, it's called the PLFL National Cup. But you know, to go to a team which, you know, we have links with, a Southern Premier League, Hereford United, and to go to a top of the Premier League team who have the pick of probably hundreds of people in London, it's a massive achievement for them. And our lads, along with their education that they do with Robert Owen and Dyson's, you know, they're standing in good stead to hopefully break into the professional game, because I'm hoping to get a few of them trials places because I believe that they're good enough for it.
It's probably wrong to single out individuals, but obviously Tom Gamerson got a hat-trick, so a fair achievement by him at Cobham, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, Tom's 6'2", big, strong, quick, and sometimes I feel like he's just playing at 70%, and I've pulled him to the front of the coach today and told him that he's got to start going flat out, and today he did. The Chelsea manager commented on him. He also commented on Carlos Moreira, who's another bright lad that we've got, who I think should be at an academy somewhere. And yeah, you know, they get some recognition from this, and hopefully they can move on and further their careers.
Any chance that they will at least, Chelsea will at least keep tabs on them, do you think?
Well, I spoke to them and I said about, you know, even if Chelsea want you for next season, you can transfer the education course and go and play at Cobham every week. I know that when we actually played in the Youth Cup, Aston Villa and a Manchester United scout who also works with Warsaw kept tabs on a couple of our players. So we just got to keep doing the right things. I'll use my contacts in the game to try and make sure that they have the best chance of going forward in football, and then we'll just see where they can go from it.
And do you know yet who you have in the next round, or is that still to be drawn?
No, we've had a look at the thing. We know the teams that are through. On the actual cup chart, as you call it, it looks like it will be Portsmouth at home, but we don't know whether that chart's right or whether it just goes into a hat and you get pulled out. So hopefully we'll be able to get on Bulls News or something like that and tell everybody what the next game will be in the next week or two.